This is the end game moment when resource shortages, resources for keeping 7 billion occupied, when resource shortages, the socialization of the products of our human creativity, and I'm using that word socialization because it was used in a when we read an excerpt of, I think it was Rozdowski's Making of Marx's Capital. That was the way he described the fact that, or maybe Marx did, that our human, I hate the word labor because I hate the commodification of human beings, but just for the sake of clarity, the degree, the more human labor gets concretized, materializes as capital, as machines and technology, that's referred to as the socialization of human labor. So as the socialization of the products of our human creativity, and here, please visualize all the inventions of Nikola Tesla scaled up into our current electrical and electronic distribution system, providing for all the comforts of what is called modernity. It's quite stunning. Once we're free, please, somebody take the time to fully calculate what we owe this man, you know? And granted, we all build on each other, and a whole bunch of folk jumped all over what he saw, but he had to see it for us to jump on it. You feel me? This man has been so abused by these guys, denied his due credit. There is so much to correct in the story once we're free. I mean, please, let's get our freedom. ASAP. So we owe this man. Envision all his contributions, and we get the results. Blossoming in automation and computerization and robotics and whatever else you can think of that uses electricity and electromagnetic force. And as a result, these current end of work scenarios, combine all that with massive cleanup and fix up costs from 200 plus years of unremediated destruction and trashing of the planet to result in, as Proudhon and Polanyi suggested, and which has been most recently confirmed by Emmanuel Wallerstein, the inevitable death of a system that is now desperate to reinvent itself. And the Power Guy's plans for its reinvention will be probing within our discussion of nation as we read Proudhon. We'll be considering the true meaning of the global statesman's current preoccupation with European Union integration, their redefinition of the word populism. They're trying to sell us on their developing the capability to track all financial transactions globally, and their attempt to discredit and contain social media all fall easily under the rubric, how do we reestablish control of the people? So the global statesmen are intent on reinvention of the system in order to keep us leashed. We must never forget their rule depends on our separation from each other, orchestrated by the Power Guys to establish for themselves what they intend to be an indelible place in our story, the place of manager of us, of we the people, who would squabble with themselves endlessly, is the story they tell themselves and us, were it not for them. This is illusion. We don't need them to establish order, quote unquote, just the opposite. They institutionalize disorder and discord in attempting to institutionalize themselves. Look at the assault on the meager social, health, and civil protections afforded we the people under the cover of the Trump tool. Please don't be duped. I mean, that's the whole scheme, you know? Stick this man in, and while everybody's got their mouth open, amazed at his missteps, and how clumsy could this man get? You know, meanwhile, all the people he has put in office doing the bidding of the hidden statesman. I mean, this is so patently obvious that this is all a scam, a ruse. You know, they get rid of the guy, and then we're still stuck with all the stuff that he, the bad guy, did. Right. It is time for us to demand truth for our lives. This is 5,000 years too many, as far as I'm concerned. We must not lose this moment. So they, with their attempts to institutionalize themselves, institutionalize misery, hardship, disorder, all the hardship and death of the last two centuries from their orchestrated conflicts. One of the clearest examples of how they have institutionalized disorder while they tell us we need them for order is Nikola trying to stop two world wars versus them determined to appear to be godlike men. I mean, there's nothing more egregious, I don't believe, than that. They sit on our freedom, stop our thought process, hammer our ethereal souls, use and abuse as they so choose, and tell us we exist to serve their greatness. This con is only possible to run by keeping us separate. That is so much more important, the issue, than our so-called brainwashing, which is significant. But it's the physical separation of us that prevents our developing our thought process, which then, bam, blows out the door and on its way, the false conditioning. We need each other to get there, though. If we were not kept separate, we would see immediately and for ourselves, Proudhon's point, that each and every one of us, whatever we are or accomplish, is a product of the great communal mind within and around us, of which we are all a part. And now this is a quote from Proudhon. All human labor being the result of collective force, all property becomes, in consequence, collective and unitary, unquote. And Nikola Tesla again provides the clearest illustration. But under conditions of imposed, created scarcity, how it must have grated to be told, as we'll find out in our reading in a moment, to be told by Professor Pupin just before Nikola decided to sue Marconi for violation of his patents that he had, quote unquote, given his discoveries to mankind, right? This is a man who was forced into enormous hardship, died emaciated and without means, who gave us all the inventions we need to be free of coerced work forever. To be treated this way is an abomination that we must correct. But back to Proudhon. To speak more exactly, says Proudhon, labor destroys property. Now, this is authentic talk based in reality. If we are given time to think about that, it begins to bloom in us, take root in us, what he's saying. It's based in the earth beneath our feet, which is the original theft, the theft of the earth that feeds us, steals our ability to create abundance. So this is the earth that feeds us in every sense. And all of this is accomplished, this con, by power telling us what to think. Because we're kept separate, it can do this, rather than allowing us to do what needs no prompting or guidance from them, letting us think, letting us sit with actual information rather than floss endlessly spun, designed to choke us. Actual information freely determined and shared, and develop our thought process, which necessarily means developing our lexicon premised on freedom.